The state of Tennessee is one of the few places where the sounds are just as breathtaking as the sights.
Whether that's live music at a historic music venue, the crack of an open fire at a campsite in the wilderness, or hearing kids laughing as they explore what's right around the bend, Tennessee just sounds perfect.
Start planning your trip at tnvacation.com. Tennessee sounds perfect.
Okay, real talk. When did paying someone back become social media?
What do you mean?
Like, say I want to see what you're doing and who you're hanging with, and you're not posting about it on your story. I can just stalk your pay app and find out what you're doing.
Oh, yeah, that's weird. You do that?
No, I don't do that. I use Apple Cash. It's built into your iPhone, easy and secure. You can send and receive money right in messages and keep it between friends, and then use that money to buy something at a store with Apple Pay.
Did you just pay me a dollar on Apple Cash?
Maybe. Shh. Services are provided by Green Dot Bank, member FDIC. Terms apply.
The Kakadu plum is an Australian native superfood containing 100 times more vitamin C than oranges. So why have you never heard of it? PR. No one's drinking a Kakadu smoothie? I'm JB Smoove, and that was a full episode of my new podcast, Straightforward, inspired by guaranteed straightforward pricing from AT&T Fiber. Get what you want without the complicated. AT&T Fiber, live like a gigillionaire. Available wherever you get your podcast. Limited availability in select areas. Visit AT&T.com/hypergig for details.
Hey, this is Annie.
And Samantha.
And welcome to Stuff I've Never Told You, a production of iHeartRadio.
And welcome to our second full episode of the year. I'm just going to start counting them down. No, I'm kidding, because I'm going to forget all of the numbers. But it is our second one. But we wanted to take some time before we really, really jump into all of the deep research and profound information we love to share, especially about Star Wars and or my K-dramas, to reflect on 2023. Because no matter what we have gone through, it's good to think back and think about the progress we've made in our growth as not only podcasters, not only women, but also just as people in general who are surviving. Am I right?
Yes. Yes, you are.
So with that, we're not, you know, we've decided to stop trying to do predictions, which others will do, and we're happy for them because our last attempt felt like we may have cursed ourselves, and we don't want to do that again. We don't want to do that again, but we did want to talk about this past year and talk about our faves of the year and what we hope for the future, and hopefully we'll hear from you all to let us know what you would like from us, because we would not exist without you faithfully listening and tuning in and then letting us know what you think is good, bad, and better.
Yeah. And yeah, just what you want to hear. We do make a lot of content in a year because as a part of this, we're focusing very specifically on like the podcast specifically because... Yes. We meant to do that in one of our final episodes of the year, and then we just talked about the book the whole time, which is great. But so this is more podcast focused. But I was going back over all the episodes we had done in 2023, and they just cover the gamut of so many things.
So much stuff.
Which is great. Like, I love that we have this room to cover all of these topics and try new things like the fiction or new segments, but it is a lot of content. So it was kind of difficult to narrow down some favorites, I'll say.
Yeah, it was. It was. I definitely, because like, also, I can't remember all of them. And so I had to go back and read through things. I was like, oh, we did that this year? I thought that was the year before last.
Yes.
That was a lot of that for me too. I was like, oh, that was last year? Okay. Because technically, this will be my fifth year.
Wow.
On this podcast, March was the beginning of me coming in here saying that I'm going to stay.
March 2019, to specify.
Yes.
You can't just say March.
Yes, you're correct. Meaning that that would be my 5-year anniversary. And just in case you were confused, because you might not be listening specifically in this year, it is January 12th, 2024, as we're recording this. So forgetting that podcasts exist online forever and not, this is not a radio show.
No, it is not.
I keep forgetting
People confuse that sometimes.
Yes, we've had many confusion. But with that, yes, I do want to take some time to reflect. And I thought we would do a whole, like, what were your faves? What do you remember? What do you hope to do? Blah, blah, blah. So I'm going to start off with the obvious. What was your top three favorite episodes of the year, Annie?
Okay, well, I think this is really funny because I'm very biased, obviously, with some of them. The Last of Us special. I put part one because that was the start of it. And at the time, we didn't know what it was going to become. And it so if you go back and listen to that one, it wasn't clear yet that we were going to do kind of recaps after every episode.
It was clear to me.
It was not clear to me, but I loved it. I loved it that I got to do that for work. That was so fun. And I sound like a child when I say this, but when I get excited about something, I get so excited that sometimes I can feel sick. And you heard me talk about that recently, where I actually thought I was getting sick from how excited I was from The Last of Us.
Yes, every pre-episode, every pre-watching, you're nauseous and sick and pacing.
Yes.
You are pacing.
Yes. And I've done that since I was a kid. I feel a little ridiculous now that it still happens, but it does still happen. And like right now, Samantha knows I'm giving her all updates about what's going on with the casting of season two, and they're about to start filming it. I just get so excited. But it was just, for a lot of reasons, it was special to me, but I never thought it would happen. I didn't necessarily, when I played the game, which I in part played because of this show, because it was like an episode Kristen and Caroline did about women protagonists in video games. I never thought it was going to be a show, and then I didn't think it was going to be a good show. And then it was a good show, and I got to do a podcast about it. Like, oh, man.
Speaking of which, Nick Offerman won an Emmy for his performance.
He did. So did Storm Reid.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, they really cleaned up at the first round of the Emmys. They're doing the Emmys different this year because of the strikes. So I believe this weekend is like the big...
Okay, I was really confused about that because I saw like lineups of like nominations and I was like, wait, what?
Yeah, they're doing it differently this year from what I understand. And I don't want to say the big because that sounds like what they did.
Right.
Yes, but they're splitting it up basically from what I gather. But I believe it's this weekend. So we'll see. We'll see. But that, yes, that was one of my big ones. That whole miniseries, but I just went with the first one. The episode we did, Making Space for Being Ace, because I feel like this year I really connected with this label. I really settled with this identity. I feel good about it in a way that, like, I had still been questioning so many things before. But this year I really was like, okay, no, this is it. I like this. And that was an episode we did where I just learned so much. And it was one of the first times I had done it. I had done research on something like that after being pretty like set in how I identify. So it was just like a really, it was kind of upsetting, but it was also really, I didn't feel so isolated or alone. I was like, oh no, this makes sense. This makes sense. This makes sense. So that was a really special one for me. And then again, getting sick about things I like to talk about so much. What Scream Has to Say About Tech and Media that we did with Bridget. So I think we've described this before. But Bridget, usually the day of, like, sends an outline. So sometimes we don't know necessarily what we're talking about.
What's going to happen, yeah. She keeps us on our toes.
I do get nervous because I'm like, oh, well, like, how intense is this going to be? Like, what are we going to be talking about? What mind space do I need to be in? And I remember when I got, like, an hour before we came on this outline, I was so excited. I think you can hear it in that episode. I'm, like, shaking. I'm so excited. And it was so fun because, like, a lot of times for this, and I think this is a great thing, but we research a lot of what we talk about, which that's kind of our brand. That's what we want to do. But it was fun to be on the side of something where I've done this research. Like, I was ready.
She's ready. Not only has she done this research, but when she says she's done this research, it's been 10 years in the making in doing this research.
Yes. I mean, it was just so fun. And I got to be like, I got to completely nerd out about it, about like, well, you haven't seen the fourth one. Well, let me tell you about this. Like, it was just a joy that I wasn't expecting. And yeah, I was on top of the world during that.
It was quite fun to watch.
If you go back and listen to it, just keep it, like, I think you can hear it, but I was excited. I felt kind of bad because I was like, am I taking over this episode, this Bridget's episode?
No.
And then just a couple of honorable mentions for me. Our fiction, Terminus, our ongoing fiction, the first part had the final chapter, and I just felt like that was a big, I was like, oh, I've closed the chapter on this book, as they say. It just felt like an accomplishment. And I love doing those, and Christina makes them so amazing. The episode I did, When Fandom Hurts, I just want to shout that one out because so many people write into me about that one. And I almost didn't do it because I was embarrassed about it. So I think that was a pretty big deal for me. And people are still talking about that, not just because of what I said, but I see it online, ongoing conversation. Mm-hmm. Women's soccer with Whitney, my friend Whitney, because that was really cool that we got to do that with her. Speaking of someone who doesn't really need to do the research, just knows it. And then digging into the Exiles with Lauren in Vegas, because we were in a box in Vegas. And this was when Samantha couldn't come due to scheduling conflicts. So Lauren was kind and stepped in. And it was really fun, but it was also just a memorable thing that happened in the year.
That adventure, I'm glad I missed. Like, mm-hmm. I wish I could have just been, someone could have videotaped the interactions that happened there, because everything else, I was like, no, I don't want to deal with any of that stress. But it sounded like such an amazing adventure to have a story about. Like, it's the story to tell.
Yes. And, you know, I have one of those digital frames. And I put the pictures from that trip on there. And every now and then I'll look up and I see me in a glass box. And I'm like, what a strange job.
Such a weird thing. Such an odd way to like be like, this is my job.
Yep.
Okay.
It was fun.
Odd. I love it. Well, you know what? I'm kind of cheating as you cheated mm-hmm. with your honorable mentions, yes. as you typically do. Because honestly, I think whenever we do any interview and whenever we have a guest on our show, I mm-hmm. learn so much. And I just like thrive on the conversations that we have and then leading. And this includes being with Bridget and Ease, who are our monthly segment and are part of the fam. But just this conversation and having a detailed look instead of just researching, like mm-hmm. having a deep dive in a person's activism or in a person's interest or whatever their research or something that's important to them. I love those conversations so much. So I've definitely had to put on the interview with Erica Laban, who is the Iranian activist that have been working so hard. And she is currently, I believe, in the U.S. As a lawyer here. And her conversation was so in-depth and so important to talk about the things that are happening in Iran. There's so much that's happened this year.
Mm-hmm.
And talking with her and then talking with like Dara Star Tucker and her conversations, even about like the religious stuff. And I was like, what?
Yeah.
Was such a phenomenal conversation. Of course, Gadget Junie Fox, who came in and talked about her her community and the First Peoples Nations and what they're doing and how they're keeping their culture alive still in language and documentary and all the things she's doing about the food. I'm really excited to follow yes. up on that, to be honest. Mm-hmm. Stuff like that when we get to meet people who are changing the world or preserving history or, you know, making history, it is some of my favorite moments to see and to have a conversation about when they dig into something that they love. I thrive on that. Like, I feed off that energy. I'm that energy vampire on that one because I'm like, yes, give me more. Talk to me more about this. And I hope we get to have that for later. And of course, that's a later part of the segment. But so those two really stuck out to me, those three. The episode about the fanzines, it was so nostalgic that when yeah. I went through that list, I was like, yes, this was so good because I love that it's coming back and that mm-hmm. people are remembering how important things like this is, especially when we talk about how corrupt social media can be and how all of our algorithms can be saying things that are fake. Like having something like this that is kind of still underground, it reminded me that once upon a time I wanted to be really punk. I was never punk, but man, because I was kind of a part of that scene, I was like, yeah, I'm cool.
Mm-hmm.
That's right. Was I ever in those? No. But did I like them and purchase them? Yes. But that was a really fun episode to me. And of course, our haunted house episode, in which we have a back and forth and I lose my mind a little bit in our conversations and you lose your mind a little bit. And then the fact that we did a one day adventure, literally flying for 1 day, 2 days to LA so that you can fulfill your dream of going to both haunted houses, which I loved every bit of it. It was a fun episode to re-go through that. And I want to listen to it because I'm pretty sure I'm a bit most traumatized.
Oh, no.
No, just playing.
It was very, I was thinking about this the other day. Because again, I get so excited. Samantha is like the best of all friends you could ever want. Because I wanted to go. It was The Last of Us Haunted House. And I'd been to the one in Florida and I'd heard the one in California was different. And then that happened to be when I was in Las Vegas. And I was like, that's a pretty quick flight. I can just hop over there. And then Samantha, of course, came. And even though she doesn't like haunted houses, but I was so excited once again. And I remember we did that video at the end where it was like the before and the after.
And did we?
No, I don't think we did, but it was really funny because I was at the beginning, I was so excited. And at the end, I was so excited. And I remember saying, like, I think it was still recording. I was like, wait, am I supposed to have a different reaction?
No, you have yours. It was more for me.
Because I was like, wow.
I was like,
is the point of these videos supposed to be like a very big difference?
Yes, for one of us at least. And it was for me. It's kind of like, because we did the Last of Us reaction.
Yeah.
Especially for the really sad episode.
Yeah.
That hit as it was supposed to, which there's so many trends we have not done. We've let our TikTok kind of just die. We need to get back to that, I guess. That could be one of those things we need to do.
Yes. Yeah.
The state of Tennessee is one of the few places where the sounds are just as breathtaking as the sights.
Whether that's live music at a historic music venue, the crack of an open fire at a campsite in the wilderness, or hearing kids laughing as they explore what's right around the bend, Tennessee just sounds perfect.
Start planning your trip at tnvacation.com. Tennessee sounds perfect.
Snag a Job is where America goes to hire, with the deepest talent pool in hourly hiring. With access to over 6 million active hourly workers, Snagajob is the all-in-one solution for hiring high-quality employees who can cover all your needs. On demand, temp to hire, part-time or full-time. You name the position. Warehouse worker, retail associate, grocery store clerk, fitness trainer, baker, stylist, bellhop, podcast producer. Yeah, Snagajob's got a worker for that. With our easy-to-use platform, you're able to seamlessly post and fill available positions quickly with a dedicated customer support team to provide all the help you need along the way. Kind of nice knowing you have a talent pool like that in your own backyard, right? Snagajob is the partner you need to keep your business running smoothly. So visit snagajob.com or text SNAG to 242424 to talk to an expert. Snagajob.com, where America goes to hire.
Can I rant for a sec?
Please.
Pay apps are way too public.
What happened?
Some rando hearted a payment from 5 months ago, and I realized people can see my entire history, who I'm paying, like full names. It's super weird.
Yeah, it's weird. How are you paying your friends then?
Apple Cash. It's all in messages. You can literally send cash like a text, and it stays between friends. Random people can't see it.
Did you just pay me a dollar on Apple Cash?
Shh.
Services are provided by Green Dot Bank, member FDIC. Terms apply.
Okay, and then because we also have our beloved segment of feminist movies, Fridays, mm-hmm. or whatever days we decide to publish, mm-hmm. or whatever days you wanted to listen, we had to pick out the favorite movie of the year. Like, it doesn't have to be from that year, just what we watched in that year.
Mm-hmm. Well, Mine is Across the Spider-Verse. It was a spoiled Saturday, so it counts. I think it counts.
Yes. I'll count it.
Yes, which is, again, was another fun one where I got to really nerd out about, like, what canon and fanon and headcanon are. And I love those movies. They're some of my very favorites. They're actually back. This movie is coming back in theaters this weekend.
Oh, really?
Yes. I think they're doing, I'm sure it's because it's award season, probably somewhere related. Oh. But I just know it's back in theaters this weekend.
Oh, that makes sense.
If anyone happens to listen to it the day it comes out and you're like, ooh, I'll go then. It's an IMAX. Not a sponsor.
Maybe we should put that at the beginning.
Yes.
None of these are current sponsors.
No. But things those are always really fun when we can. The spoiled Saturdays are always fun. I love movies in general, so I'm always pretty happy. But yeah, that was a standout for me.
Yeah. I picked two that were nostalgic to me, and honestly because I loved your reaction on one of them, which was Twilight. Yes. And I think we really missed the mark on that one because we should have had Christina, our super producer, on there because she loved it, and it would have been her age group that was the diehard. Right. Don't get me wrong. I liked it. Obviously, I did. So I'm not saying anything about that. But like, oh, man, she had a whole email or a
don't throw Christina under the bus like that.
I got to because I want her on. I'm just telling you, like, her love for this. But not only that, like, I do want to go back because I think they are now back online. I don't know why they went off. This marketing thing, whatever. Y'all are driving me crazy. Stop being so capitalistic. Let us watch our movies. Anyway, but I think the later ones, the sequels, are all on now on all of the streaming. So I feel like maybe this should be a giant episode, and we definitely have to have Christina on for that. So that's just a future thing. But I loved your reaction, and I can't wait to see the rest. The last one.
Oh my.
We have to do it. We have to do it.
I love when I almost chose that episode too because I had a great time. It was really fun for me to also be on the other side of like, I know nothing about this. But it is also really funny to me every time we do this to our wonderful super producer, Christina, who's not heard this plan yet, but she shall if she's editing.
It's ruminating.
Yes.
Oh, yes. I hope this happens. But also, I had to put in fried green tomatoes because it is nostalgic to me. I watched it a long time ago. I love making you watch things that I'm like, you should have already watched this. What is wrong with you? I'm just kidding. But in my head, because it's also based in Georgia. So, you know, it shines a lot. I'm like, it definitely, and we talked about the controversies of it all. And that's also important to me that we have these continued conversations so that we don't make the same mistakes, or at least we recognize it and have a call out for it or a call in for them. We can love something, but we can also say this was problematic and this is the reason why. So I chose both of those, but very nostalgic to me. Yes. And I'm sure there's going to be so many. I'm already excited about our new upcoming one because it's one of those. I'm like, how have you not watched this? And then I realized because you were a cool girl.
No.
Also, I think it's a little bit out of your age range, right?
I don't know. I'm excited to talk about that one too. As you know, it's going to help me with my fan fiction. Yes. Apparently, a lot of people write fan fiction based on this film. And you can, so I think teasers. We said what it is, but we're just going to tease it. You're going to have to wait
and see. Just going to pretend like you did, if you didn't hear that episode.
Yes. But I remember when it came out. I'm very excited to talk about it. I haven't seen it yet, but I will obviously watch it soon.
So our next thing, of course, following the movies would be the books, our feminist book club. What did you pick?
I chose Gender Queer.
It's a good one.
Because and it was another instance where I read it and I was like, I'm relating to this really hard. I'm kind of surprised about how much I'm relating to it. I think about it pretty often. It's still unfortunately in the news a lot when it comes to book banning.
Of course.
But I just loved it. I thought it was really sweet. And I just personally was like, oh yeah, that was me. Yep.
Yeah. The vulnerability in things like that, in books like these, are so important and so beautiful. And it definitely is owed recognition for all of that. Yeah. I actually picked The Goddess of Filth. And one of the reasons I picked, I love a good dark tale. And this was one of those that were just, was just good. And it was just like, wow. It kind of had moments of me like, and I still think about specific scenes and specific moments from that book now. Like, as I was thinking about this, I was like, like the things that went through my head, and just love kind of the depth of its darkness of it. And I was like, I need more of that. I need to come to life. Not really, because I'm kind of scared, but
my eyes immediately were like, no.
I don't want to be possessed by the goddess of filth, but the tale, so I could watch it per se. But I really did enjoy that book. And I really felt like when we do a good fiction, especially written in this level, that I'm like, yeah, we need to recognize it more. And we need more. I need more of these. I need more of these books.
Yeah, that one was a close second for me. I loved that book. And it was really nice to... It was nice to read a shorter but very like packs a lot in horror style book. I also need more of those. I loved it because it feels like the imagery was so good. I feel like I have already seen the movie. You know what I mean?
It's
like
in my head.
Yeah.
It's imprints. Okay, now that we've kind of talked about some of our few of our favorite things, we kind of wanted to take a moment to talk about what we've learned or relearned in 2023. Annie, what are some of the things that you have learned or relearned?
I did, before I saw your answers, I wrote a lot about Twilight.
Yeah, you did this before me.
A lot about religious drama. We did that whole miniseries this year, which I think we started in March and ended in December. So
You know what? A win is a win. We finished it in the year.
No, a win is a win. But that's just how long we've been talking about this. I feel like I learned a lot about divorce, actually, through that. And then we've been looking at doing an episode on divorce and how it looks for a long time. We haven't done it, but I feel like I did a lot of research about it. So with that and the religious trauma episode on divorce, I feel like I learned a lot. I did learn a lot about asexuality this year, especially from that episode I mentioned. We also, when I was looking back over the episodes we did a lot of tech episodes this year. We started 2023 with it wasn't an official miniseries, but I think once a week we had an episode about like YouTube, we had Twitter, AI, Airbnb, COSA, misinformation, VR, Spotify stalking, TikTok, just to name a few. So I feel like I learned a lot about technology that's currently impacting our world and changing very, very rapidly.
I feel like last year was a huge year for like the growth of technology and different types of mediums that has just blown up and it's become either accessible or necessary.
Yes. And I'm sure we're going to keep talking about that. I already have some topic ideas around things. But I also amazingly learned a lot about the Star Wars Holiday Special this year. Who would have thought it was possible? But I did. I learned a lot about haunted houses. This was a big year for haunted houses for me, for you. I learned about the difference between podcasting and doing an audiobook. It was a very different experience. And it was reinforced to me the importance of having a good supportive co-host. You've always been so supportive. Some of the, like the episode when fandom hurt you, you were so great. So thank you. Thank you as always.
Well, I will say also having you, I thought about this the other day. I'm like, if you ever leave, the show might end. I don't think I could pick it up. The way you have picked it up and the way you have like, literally made this entire platform into what we have, essentially. Like, you created a lot of this and the way it works and how it's definitely still going, because I think I would have given up.
Well, I appreciate you saying that. So, hopefully that won't happen, but I mean,
it would be lost.
It was difficult, so I do appreciate you saying that.
Because you do so much of the work and your patience, and you're always constantly there, always constantly supportive. So, yes, good. I just love that we're friends, too.
Like, yes.
I was thinking about that the other day. I had this, like, scenario in which I'm like, who would I invite to these following things? And you're always the number one on the list. I'm like, huh. She's one of my besties. Miss
yes,
Drew.
We are besties.
Mm-hmm. We are besties. She's coming over to hang out with me this weekend. I've already gotten food prepared. Because it's been too long.
Yes.
But yeah, so for me, I learned a little bit about the perimenopause thing. I went through and looking through that, and I'm now watching every symptom that I have and now thinking maybe this is perimenopause.
Oh, dear.
I really have to stop with this TikTok thing because it's messing me up, I think. Mm-hmm. I have learned about the holiday special Against My Will in different scenarios. I've already been threatened to watch the documentary of the holiday special.
Threatened. Welcomed.
So I am both excited and both... indifferent. I don't hate it, but I'm like, I will be playing phone games during this time.
Oh, that's fine.
As you probably clutch onto me and say, oh my God, this is amazing. Did you see it? And then tell me extra facts, which I'm part of my favorite part, honestly. I learned a lot of stuff about Korean feminism. And I was really excited because we did a lot during the middle of the year when we talked about what's happening with feminism in Korea and how bad it's gotten as well as how well it's gotten. So, like, it's both this fight between people being more understanding and open to feminism to all of a sudden backtracking because the government is backtracking with them. So it was really interesting. But also about, like, the women who are fighting super hard and the men, but women, to talk about women's rights. The Feminist Five, we talked about. I loved talking about them. I hope I can get more updates to see what's happening there. And then also, of course, we talked a lot about the romanticizing culture of Korea, which is really dangerous when we talked about dramas and K-pop and some of the implications of its society, as well as the unrealistic ideals that have perpetuated from Korea. And with that has been a huge money market for them because of TikTok and things like that with their Korean beauty items and products, which is based on unrealistic expectations. So... learned a lot about that, good and the bad. I learned a lot about The Last of Us, which I already knew a big chunk because I have sat with Annie and my partner to have at least three good playthroughs. And I have to leave at least half, like, three times out of the turn because it's too traumatic for me that I can't watch this. So I have to leave. Maybe four. How many times have y'all played through this? I'm trying to remember.
Oh, Lord.
With me present.
I'm not sure. I've done at least 15.
I know you've done many on your own. I'm just trying to remember.
Oh, my gosh.
And I believe friend of the show and friend in real life, Marissa and Katie, are like, we want another one. I'm like, oh dear. We're going to have to prepare.
We were talking about that this morning. They want to do a marathon of the show. And the people have a lot of thoughts about this, but the remaster of the second one is coming out the 29th. So I am going to replay it. But yeah, it's an endeavor. Emotional.
I've learned a lot. Uh-huh. I have also learned that I can handle haunted houses.
Yes.
Would I choose to? No. But can I? Yes. So there you go.
Yes, you can. Love it.
And, you know, with all of this, we, I think, have been very transparent about things being stressful, things being overwhelming, any of that. And as a part of what we do want to talk about how we did, or I guess maybe didn't, handle our stress this year and talk about it for a second.
Yeah. Yeah. It was funny because when I was thinking about this, I was remembering the episode we did previously, the previous year, about the same thing. And I think most of it is the same stuff. And I don't know how to feel about that.
Comfort,
fanfiction.
Comfort.
This is the year I started publishing fanfiction. It was the first time. And I've gotten a lot of comfort from that. And honestly, I thought I was going to have a much more negative experience. I thought I was going to get, like, really in my head and people would say something that's kind of like, oh, this wasn't for me. And I would spiral out. But everyone's just so nice. And now I'm worried I'm getting, like, too big of an ego.
Oh.
Too big of a fanfiction ego.
Oh.
Yes. Games like The Last of Us, which some people, that blows their mind, they cannot understand why a game that makes me, like, sob openly several times is something I do when I'm stressed. But I feel like it's cathartic. It's like, okay, the world is really bad. Let me cry at something. And it makes me feel, I know that's not for everybody, trust me. But for me, that does help. I do have to plan when I'm going to do it, though. Especially certain scenes. But anyway. lots of soups. Soft, comfy clothes. I've definitely caught myself more than I normally do this time being like, I just want something really soft. Yes, my favorite movies, games, music, always. I got another star projector. So now I have three. And it's great. Yes, the new one is very fancy. Stretching. I don't do it as often as I should. But when I do it, I'm always like, you should really be doing this more. Your body is tense.
I don't think I've stretched at all this year outside of just exercising.
Mm. Oh, no.
Maybe I should put that in my list.
I try to do it if I'm watching, Star Wars for the millionth time or The Last of Us. I try to do it when it's like if you're going to do this again, you better stretch.
That's a good reminder.
Yeah. I did hang out with more people this year than I have since the pandemic, I would say. And it was very fun. It was somewhat stressful, but I do love hanging out with my friends. So it was something that helped me release some stress. I got a lot of good venting done. Your bitch and wine, as you say. Yeah, it was very helpful.
Mm-hmm. I love those. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I feel like I've reconnected with a few of the friends that I haven't seen or talked to on more of a regular. Two of my friends, one's in Halifax and one's in England. We decided to get a actual thread going instead of each of us just individually. Mm-hmm. So like we're actually communicating a little more, and I love that. I miss them. Mm-hmm. I need to see them more often. Hey, Elizabeth. She doesn't listen to the show. Hey, Michelle. She sometimes listens to the show.
It's a tater miss.
Hey, I don't blame you. Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. For me, I've been binging a lot of K-drama. I think that's almost all I've watched. Even though recently I watched a lot of holiday movies that were English speaking. The Holiday was in there, of course, because it came back on Netflix out of nowhere. For a while, it wasn't on there. And then I'm like, oh, it's back. I'm like, you jerks. I've been keeping the peace of my mind just by just staying at home. I've always been good about, I'm not coming. Mm-hmm. And not trying to stretch myself thin in general. Like I typically, once upon a time I used to do all that. But now it's just more of like a, maybe I'll come, maybe I won't. Keeping everything real like loosey goosey. Unless it's like, oh, it's your birthday, I'm definitely coming out or something like that. But like, well, sometimes I've definitely canceled on that too. I just thought of that. But like having moments of like, you know what? I really don't need to be out right now. So I've been doing that and just, again, sitting and watching K-drama. Lots of texting and making sure to keep up with my friends through texts.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's it. Like, so I have seen my friends, which is nice. But like more so than that, I'm like, you know what? I'm just going to pop in with a, hey, how are you? Send a little gif and then move on. And then I've been doing still keeping up with my Zumba and cardio jam, trying to be really cautious because it is COVID is rampant as well as all the other respiratory things that are happening. Flu, which has hit my family pretty hard. All those things. But still needing that. Again, I laugh because there was a TikTok about calling Zumba clubbing for the Gen Xers or millennials. I was like, Yeah, because you want to dance, but you don't actually want to go out anywhere. This is as close as it gets. And then, of course, the phone games. I am no longer beefing with Kissy Bear. I am beefing with Anastasia, and I want to fight her. But it's okay. I'm okay.
Clearly.
This is not stressful at all. As well as my cozy games, which you and I talked about. Like, we downloaded a couple of, like, sequels to a few of the cozy games we played, and I haven't done it yet, but I'm excited because I want to get back to it.
Yeah, I haven't been able to play them either, but I want to. Where does the time go?
Yeah, I just waste so much time watching K-dramas that you have to kind of pay attention to that because I'm not fluent in Korean. I'm now picking up a lot more, probably not necessarily helpful phrases, but still I'm picking up a lot more, but... so you have to actually read the subtitles. I'm like, So I'm trying to figure that out. Yeah, and I'm thinking overall, just trying to let go and try to think through any of the stressors about why I'm stressed, because oftentimes it can be biological, the anxiety that rises in me, and trying to play through that as well. And enjoying the fact that, yes, I'm older. I don't love getting older, but I do love being able to like be an adult and decide for myself mm-hmm. how it's going to go that day for a lot of things, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
The state of Tennessee is one of the few places where the sounds are just as breathtaking as the sights.
Whether that's live music at a historic music venue, the crack of an open fire at a campsite in the wilderness, or hearing kids laughing as they explore what's right around the bend, Tennessee just sounds perfect.
Start planning your trip at tnvacation.com. Tennessee sounds perfect.
Snag a Job is where America goes to hire, with the deepest talent pool in hourly hiring. With access to over 6 million active hourly workers, Snag a Job is the all-in-one solution for hiring high-quality employees who can cover all your needs. On demand, temp to hire, part-time or full-time. You name the position: warehouse worker, retail associate, grocery store clerk, fitness trainer, baker, stylist, bellhop, podcast producer. Yeah, Snag a Job's got a worker for that. With our easy-to-use platform, you're able to seamlessly post and fill available positions quickly, with a dedicated customer support team to provide all the help you need along the way. Kind of nice knowing you have a talent pool like that in your own backyard, right? Snagajob is the partner you need to keep your business running smoothly. So visit snagajob.com or text SNAG to 242424 to talk to an expert. Snagajob.com, where America goes to hire.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.
Let's talk about what we hope for the new year, as in like 2024. What are some of the things you're hoping for, you're looking forward to, any of those things? And then I read your site, by the way. I was like, okay, this will be easy. And I looked at your answers.
Sorry.
Like, oh, Jesus.
Sorry.
I love it.
Yeah. Well, it is a presidential year here in the U.S. Uh-huh. That's all I'm going to say about it.
Yeah.
But I feel like a lot of us are very, we're waiting for it to really hit, how stressful that will be. So hopefully that will go the way that we want, and that the stress won't be so
want,
bad.
But for what's better.
For what's better, yes. That's all I'll say about that. Plague of cicadas. So I actually love cicadas. So it sounds menacing. I'm sure for many of you it is.
Right. As I read this, I was like, what?
So one of the first episodes I did when I started as an intern at what was then How Stuff Works. So essentially, like, I've stayed in that position-ish. It's just the company has changed hands so many times. So it's like I've never, that has been my job. Like, it's hard to explain, but that's what I was doing at the time, was I was editing podcasts, and that's when no one really knew what podcasts were. One of the first episodes I ever edited was on cicadas and how weird they are. And I had all these cicada sound effects. But this year, two broods. So, okay, can I talk about cicadas for a second? All right, cicadas come out every like 13 years, 23 years. It's very interesting biological clock they have. They're underground, and then 13 years comes up, and like brood whatever will come out for that year. And there's so many, and they make that sound to basically like, it's kind of a mating thing, but it's also, there's so many of them that the predators will be attracted to the weaker sound so that they'll survive. Anyway, two of the broods this year, they're both prime numbers, but they're both going to come out this year, because that's just how it lined up. And it's rarer than, like, it's been like since the 1800s since this has happened. It's very, very rare, Samantha. But this year, they're coming out. And they're coming out at the same time. So you're going to see a lot of cicadas.
Thank you for this information. I'm glad to know, so I'm not panicked. Also, the sound of the way you're describing it, I was like, oh, that was on a Supernatural episode.
It's so cool. It's so bizarre.
Do you know what I'm talking about? You know what episode I'm talking about?
I think so. Not the bug one, is it?
It's the one where the humans are acting like cicadas.
Oh.
I think it's based on a Mexican folklore.
Oh, interesting.
Well, I'll go back and look at that. I could be wrong.
It is a very fun. If you have any interest at all, I'm doing a poor job of explaining how cool this is.
No, you did a great job. I just don't like bugs. So
that's fair.
I'm more horrified than anything else. But
I think somebody sent it to me and they're like, oh no, and I was like, this is the coolest thing.
That's where I'm like, I will stay inside. I will stay inside.
Yeah, I mean, there's definitely. I'm going off the rails, but they back at my home in North Georgia, when the cicadas come out, they'll just blanket the walls, like the garage door. You would open it and it would just be cicadas. So I get it. It's not like the most fun, comfortable thing. My cousin, who's from a family of much more money than me, he came to stay with us once. And I told him about, like, you got to check your shoes for scorpions. And then he was like, oh, my God, what is this? And then that night, he heard the cicadas and he called his parents the next day. And he was like, I can't stay here.
They are loud.
They are really
so loud.
Loud
in Georgia. They're so loud.
They are really
the South
loud.
In general.
Okay, I'm sorry about that. So in terms of the show specifically, what I'm looking forward to. I'm with you. I love the collabs we get to do. They do make me nervous because I get intimidated, but I do love them. So I hope that we get to do more of that. Also, shout out to listener Lou, who came on our Sex in the City. That was really
fun.
That.
We're going to do that again, y'all.
We are going to do that again.
It's probably going to be as elongated a time frame as you remember last time.
Yes. We're going for it, though. We'll get there. That was really fun. We have discussed some of these collabs. We've talked about possibly doing some like live events.
Mm-hmm.
Not that many, but yes, that would be fun. As mentioned in a previous episode, I am interested in getting more merch for the show. Maybe going to some conferences. We always have funny stories from those. Our Lazy River fiasco, I will not soon forget. And I love that we get to do so many different things. I like that we have like our kind of segments that are ongoing, but then we also have things where we get to try new things and do new things. That's really fun. I will say for myself, better work-life balance. But I've been trying that for a long time and I haven't succeeded. But I feel like I'm getting a better idea of how I could make it work. It's just because our jobs happen all the time.
Yeah.
Like it's like I'll be lying awake at 5 a.m. and I'm like in my head working. And I think everybody does that. So it's not like unique. But trying to find a way to maybe consolidate my work hours because they're so spread out right now. But yeah.
Working from home, working in jobs like this, working salaried. Limit so much. I will say when I worked at DJJ, I worked a lot, but I stopped.
Right.
I was like, yeah, I'm done. Not talking to you. Mm-hmm. Not doing this. Unless it's an emergency, of course. But yeah.
Right. Yes.
Yeah. I think for me, my hope for the new year would be that we get more good news. More stories on how humanity still exists would be lovely. I get some of those sometimes, and it's nice to see. I want more of those. And I'm hoping for more of those as this election year is happening and so many huge things have happened. Unfortunately, the U.S. is not looking pretty and participating in war crimes. So, but, you know, a turning of the tide where more and more people realize that the power we have or we can have over those who have power based on wealth is something that I also feel like could happen, especially with the fact that the Gen Zers are giving me so much more hope. Maybe it's just seeing some of them coming through. I'm like, wow, y'all are way smarter than I was back then and still am. And y'all are just like firing on all cylinders and our activism to the T. And I love that. And I love that more and more people of color are coming out as leaders. And I mean that for the youth, like they're actually talking and being bold. I love to see that. So I'm hoping that that will grow and continue to grow because that is what we need. Yes, like I said before, like you said just now, more collabs. Interviews are nerve-wracking because I also get nervous, you know, when I get really fangirly and I start stuttering or talking very fast. But they're so good and so informative, and I love hearing other people's perspective. It just is always something fun. Like, the one thing that I do miss out when I don't interact is learning about people and learning about their lives, because it's so interesting. People are interesting, and what they love and what they grow with or what they want to do or how they what they've done is phenomenal. If they left cicadas, even though I'm petrified of this, I love hearing about how excited you are about it. Like, that's
how
one of the best parts.
How can we make that into an episode? Can we find a woman who's like a specialist of cicadas? Oh my gosh.
It's going to be you and her. It's going to be one. I'm going to be calling in sick. I'm just kidding. and then more interaction with our listeners. Yes, we do want to do another interactive Sex and the City watch. Maybe we could do something else. I don't know, because we'd love doing those. Watching those and having a conversation and good talks about what we've learned through these episodes or since these episodes. I love that. And having more of our listeners. Of course, we love the listener mails. When y'all send in things and tell us about what's happening with you or something that you love or something that you're learning, I love that so much. When we connect on something that we talk about, one of my favorite things, honestly. And then also with our fellow hosts and coworkers. I'm hoping, again, yes, we're doing bigger collabs, getting together in person, because I don't think I've seen Christina or Maya or Joey and like, you've never met Joey. I finally got to meet them.
Well, in person, yes.
Yeah, in person. But I hope that we can all get together at least once this year. That'd be nice. We'll go to, New York. Hey, Maya. Ooh. Can we go to New York as a Sminty trip?
Yes,
but yeah, trip. And then also, I would love to get together with Bridget. We've talked about that like repeatedly. You got to see her in Las Vegas. I was very jealous of that. Mm-hmm. But also hanging out with Eves. I don't think we've talked person to person. We've done, of course, the Skype stuff, but would love to get together with her. Have another cheesecake and champagne day.
Yeah.
That was a lovely day.
That was lovely.
That was a lovely day.
I was
day.
Thinking about that. I mean, I think we're hitting another milestone on that show. I know I always say that, but I think literally we are.
I think we need to bring it in. Mm-hmm. And I guess we could visit the studio because we technically haven't seen it since it's been put together like that.
No.
I guess we should go do that. But also hoping to bring in more people because we love, as much as I love me and Annie being together, I'm like, oh, there's other people that work here that don't know I work here. So having crossovers is what I'm saying, more so than anything else. Some people that I love that I haven't seen in a long time, got to finally see Lauren from Savor and Brain Stuff. Like, I want to do more of that.
Yeah. Yeah, and we had a great time with Lauren on the Die Hard episode.
Yeah,
those are always a fun time. So yeah, I would love that. I would love that too. And I have to say, like, going back over all the episodes we did this year, it is true that when we have guests, like, they generally, I mean, generally sounds like I'm calling someone out. They, like, change my, I, like, follow them on social media. I'm not on social media a lot, but they do, I do it and it becomes, like, a part of my life. Like, so it is important and we love having that. And we do love hearing from you listeners. You send so many amazing things and put on our radar things I hadn't known about. And I love it. So we definitely want to know what you would like for this year. Any suggestions, what you'd like to see more of, less of, see more of, hear more of, you know what I mean.
Because we do technically have a TikTok. We just...
Would you like to see more TikTok?
Of Annie crying.
It's like, essentially, it's like me. Isn't it like mostly me crying?
It's mostly
then...
you in Star Wars. Like, it's just you.
Yeah,
we talked about me doing something. I'm like, I don't want to do that. I don't want to be here.
Yeah, and you're on TikTok. I'm not even on TikTok. So, Samantha, yes.
Oh, that'd be funny.
Yeah, we'll see. All right, well.
I'll buy a hunk or something.
Let us know, please, because we do love hearing from you. You can email us at stephmediamomstuff@iheartmedia.com. You can find us on Twitter at @MomStuffPodcast or on Instagram and, yes, TikTok at @StuffMomNeverToldYou. We have a TeePublic store, which hopefully we'll get some new designs soon.
We do need some new designs.
Yes. And we have a book that you can get wherever you get your books. Thanks, as always, to our super producer, Christine, our executive producer, Maya, and our contributor, Joey.
Thank you.
Yes. And thanks to you for listening. Stuff I Never Told You is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, you can check out the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, wherever you listen to your favorite shows. This episode is brought to you by PNC Bank, who believes some things in life should be boring, like banking.
Because boring is safe and responsible, level-headed and wise. All things you want your bank to be.
You don't want your bank to be cool or sexy. Sexy is for 80s hair bands, not banks. That's why PNC Bank strives to be boring with your money so you can be happily fulfilled with your life.
PNC Bank, brilliantly boring since 1865.
Brilliantly Boring Since 1865 is a service mark of the PNC Financial Services Group, Incorporated. PNC Bank, a National Association member, FDIC.
The state of Tennessee is one of the few places where the sounds are just as breathtaking as the sights.
Whether that's live music at a historic music venue, the crack of an open fire at a campsite in the wilderness, or hearing kids laughing as they explore what's right around the bend, Tennessee just sounds perfect.
Start planning your trip at tnvacation.com. Tennessee sounds perfect.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.